We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We are live at One Bills Drive, back at One Bills Drive tonight as training camp comes to an end. The end of camp, and it's got to be almost a shock to the system for those Bills players who've been living in dorms, eating cafeteria food, curfews, lights out, bed checks, meetings all day. On the line with us, a guy who just finished 3.5 weeks of that routine. He is a rookie wide receiver candidate for the Bills roster from Eastern Washington University. Brandon Kaufman joins us. Brandon, thanks for being on the air with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Last time you were on with us a couple months ago, we kind of pulled you out of the movie theater to come on the show. I feel guilty about that still, a couple months later, Brandon.
No, it's all good.
Did you ever go back and watch that movie?
Yeah, I had to catch up. I had to watch it. I had to rent it just to catch up a little bit.
All right. What's the rental? My producer, Russ Burton, will reimburse you for
thanks.
The rental.
Hopefully it was Redbox.
Yeah. Well, what's it like, Brandon? I mean, I know this is all new to you, the rookie routine, but you spent 3.5, almost 4 weeks living the Spartan lifestyle at St. John Fisher College. It got to feel good to just be out of that regimented schedule, at least this first day anyway, huh?
Yeah, so I mean, it's nice to have a break. It's nice to be able to go to this barbecue at DJ's house and just be able to hang out and just do our own thing now. But I know it was a great experience. Being with those guys out there was pretty great. That receiving core with Stevie and Brad leading us throughout the whole process and just making us comfortable. That was a lot of fun.
So what'd you say? You're at a barbecue at what, TJ Graham's house? Is that where you're at tonight?
Yeah, I just had a few people over, so we're just hanging out, enjoying ourselves.
Are there any rules, like, you know, sometimes when people at work get together, it's like, all right, no work talk tonight. Do you guys do that?
Yeah, definitely. We're just shooting a mini basketball in the garage for a while, and that's all we've been doing.
That mini basketball thing's taken off.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I saw the video. Everybody saw the video yesterday. How did that become nobody wants to play with a real ball and a real net or anything? Or what's the deal?
No. Well, we had it in the receiving core, or receiving room, the whole camp, and every time we didn't have anything to go over, we would shoot a little bit, and then we brought it into the locker room that day, and we were just trying to make funny videos with it.
Yeah.
And Coach Marone just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Brandon Kaufman joins us, Bills rookie wide receiver, getting set for preseason game number 3. Preseason games 1 and 2, Brandon, I would think you got to be pretty happy with the number of snaps you got in those first 2 games and the plays that you were able to make.
Yeah, I'm definitely pleased with it. I mean, yeah, the reps is something I can't control, and fortunately I was able to get in there and have the trust of my coaches to get in there and do what I can do. But, yeah, we got good looks, and the quarterback played well. I got an opportunity to play with EJ a little bit, and then Jeff for the most part, and both of them played great, and O-line protected. So, I mean, I just had to do my job, and I was fortunate enough to do that.
In the first preseason game and the win over Indianapolis, you were able to catch that touchdown pass, 5-yard pass from Jeff Toole. Talk about that play and what that play meant to you, even though it was only a preseason game.
I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, just being in the Indy, scoring my first NFL touchdown. But, yeah, even though it was preseason, it still meant a little bit. It meant more, actually, to everyone back home and just, you know, them being able to see how I'm doing and checking up on me and actually having a film of it. So, yeah, it was nice to have a constant reminder of their support. So.
It's not like you didn't have experience in, you know, finding the end zone. I refreshed my memory and looked at your production last year at Eastern Washington. 93 catches, 16 touchdowns. That's a lot of catches in one college season, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Tell me about that offense. It's got to be, you know, a kind of a passing offense for you to have that sort of production last year.
Yeah, I mean, it turned into that. I mean, we had our three really good receivers who all made a NFL camp, and then our quarterback, who was with the Raiders a little bit for mini camps. But, yeah, I mean, it turned into a passing offense, and we just utilized our threats.
Did you, back to the Indy game, do you save the football when you score your first touchdown in a preseason game, or is that bad form? Did you hang on to that ball?
No, I never got it, but I might if it happens in a regular season game.
Yeah, much more meaningful in a regular season. I want to ask you about a play from last Friday night, the Minnesota game, and it was, you know, later on in the game, you caught a pass over the middle, pretty deep in the middle, and then you took off, run after the catch. Is that something you did a lot of at Eastern Washington? Was that maybe even a strength of your game, Brandon?
I would say so. I mean, it wasn't there my first 2 years, and it was a point of emphasis coming in my junior and senior year, and I actually got a lot of flack for it after my sophomore year, so I made it a point to work on and just get my foot in the ground and get enough field right when I catch the ball is really important to me. So and just is always having the mindset of never going down.
What kind of flack did you get after your sophomore year?
I mean, there was a receiver before me named Aaron Boyce who never got any yards after catch, and they'd always call me Little Boyce, and so I always got to me, so I made it a point to work on it.
How do you work on that? What's the mindset for getting yards after the catch?
I think just not being tentative once you catch the ball. I mean, not looking to get tackled. I think just the second you catch it, just having the mindset of scoring.
A lot of that and a lot of yards after the catch come to guys who go over the middle. And I'm thinking again of that 27-yard catch against Minnesota last Friday night, right over the middle. Do you feel comfortable going over the middle like that, Brandon?
Yeah, 100% comfortable. Definitely not scared of it. And I feel like I'm a big body, and I can be a guy who can save the quarterback that's just popping into his vision in the middle of the field. So.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? I mean, when you're, what are you, 6'5", or are you even taller than that?
Yeah, 6'5".
When you're 6'5", going over the middle, you present a big target. You got to be easy, at least easier for the quarterback to find. That's got to work to your advantage.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, just being quarterback friendly.
Brandon, what do you think of the defensive backs you've gone up against? Again, just two preseason games, but anything surprise you about the size, the speed, the physicality maybe, the jam that you might get at the line of scrimmage so far?
No, nothing really surprising. Honestly, it's been a little bit easier in the games as far as the coverages. It's more basic, and especially just going against RD every day when there's pressing you in your face at practice, it comes a little bit easier when no one's doing that in the game.
And tell me about the quarterbacks. I mean, you played with all three of them, Jeff Toole. You've got passes from all three of them, Jeff Toole, Kevin Cobb, and, of course, EJ. Have you had to adjust to, like, a different ball coming out of each one of their hands, or is it all pretty much the same?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty much the same. I feel pretty comfortable with all of them. I feel like these past 3.5 weeks, I've gotten to know each of them a little bit more and get a few reps with each of them. So, I mean, yeah, I feel good with all of them. I feel comfortable with anyone that's on the field.
Brandon, you know more than any of us on the outside looking in. You would know more about the talent that's at that wide receiver spot and how many numbers there are at that wide receiver spot for the Bills. Mm-hmm. Do you spend much time thinking about that, dwelling on that?
I try not to. I mean, it's just so apparent. I mean, when we're in meetings every single day, and just being able to there's a highlight each day at practice from another receiver. So I mean, you don't want to think about the numbers, and you don't dwell on that. But I mean, it's in your face every day that there's a really good receiving core, and that everyone's making plays. So it's good though. It pushes everybody each day and gets everybody going.
What do you think would be your strongest case for a roster spot? What is it that you do, or what is it you can do for this team that you think would make the strongest case for you here?
I think just consistency. I mean, I feel like this camp, I've just consistently gotten better, consistently improved on getting open, and my routes have improved throughout the camp. And so, I mean, attribute that, and I mean, just also combined with my size and athleticism, I just feel like that's good enough that's helpful. I feel
looking forward to this game Saturday afternoon in Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited for it.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out tonight to talk with you. Now, so far, we've had you on the radio show twice. Once we dragged you out of a movie. Tonight, we dragged you out of a barbecue, a party. Let's find a night when you're just kind of sitting around doing nothing, and maybe we'll get you on the show that night.
All right. Awesome. That'd be great.
Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Yeah.